In shocking testimony delivered on Tuesday in front of an inquiry by the Human Rights Commission, which was initiated following complaints submitted by the DA, the head of the Minerva Women's Residence, Marietta Lemmer, confessed that the University of Stellenbosch had violated the rights to human dignity, privacy and freedom of association of Afrikaans-speaking students. Lemmer testified that these human rights violations came about after Minerva students were banned from speaking Afrikaans during the ironically named welcoming period at the beginning of March. She confirmed that newcomer students were strictly and firmly told that Afrikaans was not allowed. Lemmer also openly conceded that this instruction violated a number of human rights and acknowledged that first-year students were victimized and policed when speaking Afrikaans. She further testified that students who objected to the ban were told to go to their rooms and that students were in some cases not even allowed to sing songs in Afrikaans. Earlier on Tuesday, the DA testified and outlined how the party had consistently supported students in their search for justice in this matter. The DA has over the past months met with various affected students, conducted fact-finding missions on the extent of the university's assault on mother tongue education, submitted a petition objecting to the language policy that garnered over 6,500 signatures, and laid the original charges that resulted in the ongoing HRC investigation. The DA is grateful that the ugly truth about the human rights violations perpetrated against Afrikaans-speaking students is being exposed as a result of the investigation we initiated. We look forward to findings and recommendations by the HRC that will help replace the current regime, which we now know violates the basic human rights of some students, with a new language dispensation based on full and substantive equality for English and Afrikaans-speaking students.